Just as an overview, can you tell me about the Oral History Project itself within the Big Listen, or with the Big Read, not the different, within the Big Read?
Sure. Yeah. We started the project, the Arkansas-Vietnam War Project, a few years ago. We wanted to document and preserve information about Arkansas's Vietnam War veterans and the impact that the war had on them. And so what we've been doing is going around interviewing guys, collecting their stories. We're also collecting photographs, letters, diaries, that sort of thing to kind of give a broader picture of their experiences.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh, about with Vietnam, 2 or 3 years. Before this, we actually did a similar project, the Arkansas-Korean War Project, which is basically the same thing, but with Korea. Yeah.
And so how did kind of the Big Read become involved with this?
Yeah, we had applied, Mark had applied for the Big Read grant, and we kind of just piggybacked off that. They were focusing on Tim O'Brien's book, and you know, this the Vietnam Project and the oral histories are a natural connection to that.
And how has the project gone so far over these years?
Oh, it's great. It's actually probably my favorite thing that I get to do. I'm fortunate that I get to do a lot of really neat things that I enjoy, but this is probably my favorite thing.
What do you like about it so much?
I like just the personal connections, getting to sit down with a guy for, you know, a couple hours and get to hearing about their experiences. And I think it's historically important, obviously, but, you know, kind of on a personal level, I just enjoy meeting the guys and hearing about their experiences. And, you know, it's neat to be a part of their life for a second.
How much longer do you think you'll do this project?
Well, I'd like to keep doing it as long as there are folks willing to be interviewed. I would like to say that I would love to find a Vietnam nurse or more. I have searched high and low, and I have not been able to turn one up, but I'd love to find one somewhere. I know there's got to be some out there somewhere.
Yeah, like the Moby Dick of the your white whale, as it is, to
exactly.
Come to get audio. Yeah. And what happens to these stories once you collect them?
Yeah, well, they're available in the Roberts Library down in the River Market, but we also have a website that you can find if you just Google Arkansas Vietnam War Project. It'll come up, and all of those interviews are online. And then we also put a selection of the materials if they've got photographs or letters, that sort of thing. We digitize those and put those online as well.
Are the stories just unedited in full, or are they kind of condensed a little bit? Or just
no.
Raw?
Yeah, they're just raw. They're not edited at all. And, you know, sometimes guys will tell me stories once I turn the camera off, additional stories, but that's okay, you know.
So it's video in addition to audio?
Yeah, we do video, yeah.
Okay, and you mentioned this a little bit, so who are you talking to? Are you talking to those involved in combat or other areas of the war? Are you talking to just men? Who are you trying to reach?
Really anybody that was involved in the war. I mean, our particular focus are guys that were in theater, that were actually there during the war. But we've interviewed guys from every branch, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, you know, and it doesn't... they could have been in a support role. You know, these are not John Wayne stories that we're necessarily looking for. But, you know, the way I look at it is that everybody's role was important and everybody had a contribution and everybody has a story to tell. And one thing that I often tell guys that are kind of maybe a little apprehensive about doing an interview is that I say that if you don't tell your story, nobody else will.
And why is it important to talk to these veterans and get their stories?
Well, I think that, well, for a couple of reasons. I think just historically, I think it's important to understand the war and its impact on people. And particularly since we live in Arkansas, obviously, we really want to learn what the war was like for Arkansans. And I've even done a couple interviews with wives. That was interesting because that they were married at the time and then that they shipped the guy shipped off, and you know, to get that broader perspective. But I think also it's important, kind of more on a, for lack of a better term, local level, in the sense that these are family stories, and in a way, it's kind of family history. You know, there's a big kick in the last several years about doing your genealogy with Ancestry.com and all that kind of stuff. And I've had a lot of family members tell me, sons, daughters, grandchildren, et cetera, after the interview, because we always give a copy of the interview to the family. And they'll say, you know, I'm so glad you did this interview. You know, if you hadn't have got these stories out of Dad, we would have never gotten them. And, you know, for those families to have that record that they might not have gotten otherwise, I think is important.
Is it hard sometimes to talk to the subjects?
Yeah. You know, and we always have a conversation before we turn everything on, and about what the interview is going to be like. And I always say, if there's something you don't want to talk about, we won't talk about it. If you need to take a break, we can take a break. That said, you know, there have been some interviews that have been tough, you know, emotionally for some of the guys. And, you know, it's been a little tough on me, to be honest, hearing some of those stories. You know, it's heartbreaking and tragic at times.
And are you sometimes startled by the frankness of your interviewees?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, you know, everybody's different and everybody has a story to tell. But, you know, it's kind of interesting to me, kind of as a side note, just what things people remember, and how some people can remember things that are really, really, you know, these minute details about everything, and other people seem to remember less. And I'm sure some of that is, maybe they're just not sharing everything at that moment as well. So,
what do you hope interviewees gain from this experience?
Well, I hope that they understand or can learn that what they did is important, and that they're valued. And, you know, a lot of the particularly with the Vietnam vets, you know, they definitely weren't treated the way that veterans are treated today. And they had it a lot rougher. And I'd like to let these guys know, and women, if I can find some, that their experiences are important, and they deserve to be known.
And what do you want others that, you know, people who just are discovering the interviews or listening to them, what do you want them to gain from this?
I think probably the biggest thing I'd like people to gain is to understand that these are real people, and that they had real things that had consequences in their lives happen to them, and in many cases that are still affecting them 50, 60 years later. And it's one thing to read a book about some historical event. It's another thing to actually talk to somebody who was there and to hear their perspective and hear their stories.
And so how is the Big Read, are they going to be taking some of these stories and showcasing them? Kind of how is the Big Read using this as a resource?
Yeah, we are going to be doing a lot of programming along with that. There's going to be the oral histories are part of it, but then there's also going to be some book clubs, some readings. We're going to be showing some films. We're also partnering with some other local organizations, such as the MacArthur Military Museum and the Jacksonville Military Museum, to kind of just get the word out about what's going on and get as much community involvement as possible.
Have you had any upticks of people reaching out since the announcement of this? Has it given some good publicity?
Yeah, definitely. It's very obvious when we get publicity, because I start getting a lot more phone calls and emails. And so, you know, publicity is a good thing. And, you know, I'm still kind of a little amazed when I hear somebody say, you know, I didn't know this was happening, and I just had that happen earlier this week. And I think that, you know, the more that we can get the word out to let people know that, that this is going on and it's a resource and it and it's important, that I think the better off we will be, all of us.
Would there ever be, you know, if you were to eventually feel like, and always collecting maybe stories from Vietnam, what are some other areas of history that you would like to interview people about?
That's a good question. Well, we've done a lot of, I haven't done this personally, but the Butler Center at Cal's has done a lot with race relations, a lot of interviews around that. And then we've also done some interviews with the Japanese Americans who were interned during World War II here in Arkansas. And I think that there's a lot of stories out there. It's just a matter of catching them, rounding them up, and, you know, finding people who are willing to talk about it.
And we've kind of mentioned this frequently, but what is the importance of oral history?
Well, I think that they're very personal. And, you know, going back to what I said a second ago about reading something in a book, history doesn't happen in a vacuum. You know, there are real people, you know, real things happening there. And I think to hear about these experiences and hear about the historical events from people who are actually there and live them just kind of gives almost an immediacy to the event. And, you know, even though you're maybe doing the interview many years later, for a lot of people, the event or whatever it was, it's still fresh with them. It's still there.